This is St. Louis Public Radio. Supporters haven't given up on the idea of making the Cahokia Mounds State Historic Site in Collinsville part of the National Park System. They were disappointed 2 years ago when President Barack Obama left office without declaring the site a national monument. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard updates us on their new effort and on other changes in the wind at the ancient mounds.
Bill Eisminger is standing at the base of the 100-foot-tall Monk's Mound, bracing himself against the icy winter wind. He's relating a story he's told countless times, how the ancient Mississippians built this massive earthen mound more than 1,000 years ago, one basketful of dirt at a time. Eisminger is assistant site manager at Cahokia Mounds. He's worked here for 48 years and figures he's climbed to the top of Monk's Mound at least 1,000 times.
Every time I get to the top, I always say it takes my breath away, both figuratively and literally. It is quite a bit of a climb, but once you get up there, it's just so impressive.
There's no getting away from modern life here. Cahokia Mounds is nestled between businesses, homes, and a vacant old discount store. A busy roadway runs right through the 2,200-acre site, where 72 ancient mounds are protected. But, Eisminger says, 156 steps into the sky, the intrusions just seem smaller.
You have a feeling of what ancient man saw and felt when they were up here.
Eisminger is 74 and plans to retire this year, which is big news to the site's volunteers and supporters. He's the public face of Cahokia Mounds. He coined the name America's First City to describe this hub of mounds where the ancients lived, worked, and worshipped atop earthen structures. The Mississippians built satellite mounds all across the region, stretching west across the Mississippi River. Cahokia Mounds is a UN World Heritage Site, but Eisminger says he still meets people in the St. Louis region who don't understand its importance.
But I always tell people if we'd had a stone pyramid, people would know about us, but we got the earthen mounds, and for some reason that is not as, I guess, impressive to people as a stone structure would be.
Eisminger believes that might change if Cahokia Mounds were part of the National Park Service. Supporters of the National Park idea were disappointed 2 years ago when President Barack Obama left office without declaring the site, which is in his home state, a national monument. Ed Weilbacher of the Heartlands Conservancy led the effort, and he still gets emotional when he talks about it.
Well, 2 years ago, we were waiting for an announcement from the president, and we thought we were there.
Weilbacher says his nonprofit is now working with Illinois Congressman Mike Bost on new legislation to make Cahokia Mounds a National Historic Park. It would create a local, state, and federal partnership. The state would retain ownership of the site.
The national mood is not to have large expanses of land taken up, so we wouldn't be doing that in this case.
Weilbacher says national park status would also bring additional resources to Cahokia Mounds. State budget cuts 5 years ago forced the site to close on Mondays and Tuesdays. For now, the nonprofit Cahokia Mounds Museum Society is celebrating a smaller win, a $100,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities to develop an educational app. It would allow visitors to point their smartphones or cameras at the ancient mounds and see virtual structures built by the Mississippians. The Society's Lori Belknap says the app will help people envision the site's magnificence.
And I think that will really do a lot to bring awareness to the site. We're hoping that it'll give people a whole new insight to what was really there.
Belknap likens the app to Pokemon Go and thinks it would be a big hit with visitors. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.